Hi, I'm Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And this is Mess Magnets.
Welcome back, everyone. I know you missed the mess. Maybe not the anonymous, but you missed us talking about lots of pop culture, lots of drama. So I think this episode is going to be full of just like the most random things. Yes. I feel like that we could find.
Literally, we just were like, the most random stories were coming out this week. Like, I know that there's also other stuff too, you know, and there's lots of places where you can hear about, you know, all that mainstream mess.
Exactly.
But we're going a little bit more niche this week, kind of. Listen, it's vibes only. And we just had guests for the last 2 weeks, and now we need to rediscover each other. Yes. In a non-guest podcast. It sounds like we're a married couple.
Exactly. We went to therapy last week. And then we had a third person kind of mitigate everything. And now we're back, baby.
Oh my God. And people loved Oops All Anonymous. We got a lot of feedback that Rob should be like a quarterly guest and that we should get him to come back. And like, I mean, if the Daddy Network wants to pull through, like, who are we to?
We're there for it. I want to make that very clear.
We brought a lot of nuance.
Exactly. They can do whatever. We're here for it. I think I most appreciated Rob's just you and I were on, you know, one wavelength. We're like, okay, like this is what I'm thinking. And then Rob would come in and being like, no, but what about this entirely different? And I was like, what?
His brain works differently, and that's why he's the CEO and we're employees, you know?
That part. Because I would just be like, what is he talking? Oh, okay, Rob. Okay. Yeah. Come through. I see you. But yes, so if you missed that episode somehow, go check it out. And make sure you're downloading our episodes. And if you didn't listen to last week's episode, one, what are you doing? But we need 250 ratings and reviews. Yes.
5-star ratings.
Period. 5-star. We're at 4.9. Okay. Like, bring us up again.
Like a near perfect rating. And we're like, one person didn't like us and you all need to make up for it.
Exactly. Listen, I'm Asian. I'm an Indian. Like, perfectionism is the goal. I know this. Okay. I'm stereotyping myself. But also because if we get 250 ratings, y'all, we will be unlocking merch.
That's right.
Which we're so excited about. I know you were also excited about because every podcast we have now come up with new merch, so maybe someone could like go through the podcast and tell us what all the merch options are.
Yeah, okay, so we had sweatpants that say messy on the butt. We had the Shining Twins, but one is white and one is Indian, and it says mess, or like come get messy with us or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Wouldn't you slay with us, Kalish?
Oh yes, come slay with us. Thank you, Jordan Kalish. What I can't even think of.
The You Mess hoodie.
Yeah.
The crew neck, maybe.
Honestly, I would love that crew neck, TBH.
Me too. Like,
something super collegiate.
Imagine.
Sounds adorable.
I'm just trying to live my glory days when I was the messiest.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so make sure you're getting us to that 250 mark so we can all get RHAP fun, messy merch. Okay, everyone.
Like, listen, there's a shirt that says Seeds Baby, but there's no Mess Magnets merchandise. It doesn't sit right with me.
I am not here for it. Okay, so let's make the change.
I'm just like, why the drive-by on Kalish? I don't know.
Because if you want more mess, go check out our friend Puya's stream on Twitch. And we all roasted each other. And Kalish really scorched us. Like, we maybe roasted each other, but he, like, burnt us.
Yeah, but he had a whole writer's room, so he cheated.
Correct. We're not saying it was legal.
The legal winner of the roast.
We all were. How dare you? I don't lose.
Sorry about it.
Oh my God. Nope.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so that, yeah, that's a like housekeeping for this week. Yes. As you can tell, it's a mess. We're on a holiday weekend. Okay. Yes. Holiday from what we don't know, because I refuse to acknowledge. So,
holiday from work, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. I'm in my liberation phase. Thank you very much. Yes,
free yourself.
Period. But, you know, speaking of, protect your peace and leave your job.
Leave your job.
Oh, my God. We have to talk about, because listen, Beyonce dropped it early, everyone. And while we were recording with two Tori. Weeks ago with Tori, run Beyonce's single, number 6, which we know is like has been number 6 on each album, has been like the most fire songs. So Break My Soul is out. Kirsten, did you like it? Like, what do we think?
Yes, it is. It's just so like vibey, but also when you listen to it, you're like, yes, a message I can get behind. I will leave my job.
Listen, okay. Because I couldn't. It's like and I love my job, but I was in that mode before this current job where I was just like, release your job, release your, yeah, correct.
Yes, release.
Correct. Do it. I love it. And like, I was also the Drake album fan, but this is very much house music. Yeah. And I loved the whole idea of it where she's like, no, I'm going to come up with an anthem where we're in a recession, where just things are horrible. And she's saying, release your anger, release your mind, release your job, release the time, release the stress, release the trade, forget the rest, and release the love. And I love it.
Yes.
Okay. And Big Frida, like, also, it's the song, like, a lot of it is the sample is hers. So I loved it. And every time I feel like I'm going to be teaching like liberation or things like that, this is a song I'll be playing.
Yeah. And like, I have found, you know, in the last couple of weeks since this came out, if I'm like, I've had some very stressful times, you know, I work a full-time job and I have what, like 3 weekly podcasts,
million
something, yeah. I plus a Twitch stream plus like living my life. And so I am booked, busy and blessed, but also stressed. Okay. She is stressed. And I have found, when I'm like super, super anxious and overwhelmed, I'll put on the song and be like, okay, it's going to be okay. I can release this.
Yes, I love that. And like I said, I'm obsessed with her. So to me, it's just, it really is so much fun, I feel like. And I don't know how to explain it. Like, even my mom is a Beyonce fan, so it works. But even she was like, yes, what is this music? How do you find this music? I was like, Mom, it's Beyonce. Like, stop.
Not how do you find
it? It finds me. Aww. Thank you very much.
I mean, you also, you know, you probably have post notifications on.
Listen, where's the lie?
Actually, wait, no, okay. You almost missed the poses, so.
But I didn't. I bought it.
Thanks, Chappelle.
Yes. But speaking of poses, because listen, yes, we all know the song is amazing. Okay. Everyone go listen to it. But also, like, this is why I love Twitter. This is why I love the Beehive, Bayhive. This is why I love everything. Okay. Because the song came out, and then this week, which is also our cover for this podcast,
yes,
but she released like artwork for Renaissance, which is her 7th studio album, believe it or not. And
oh,
it's
7th.
Yeah,
it's wild because it feels like it's already her 7th, but also like it's only her 7th.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel. I was like, she's only put out 7.
But I think it's because also like you just think of Destiny's Child too.
Yeah. And I think you think of like, you know, almost all of the songs on her albums, right? Like usually you'll be like, oh, I know 2 to 3, you know, per artist. But for Beyonce, like for me, Beyonce and Drake, and Cardi B, and it used to be Chris Brown, where like, I just know the whole album. Like I know all the songs. Yeah. So that's why I think for me, I'm like, but there are so many songs. And it's like, right, it's all the same album.
Well, and yeah, so Renaissance is coming out July 29th.
Yes.
So we do have the official date, which got announced late last week, I believe.
Like she had put it out a while ago, or it feels like a while ago, 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
we knew it was coming July, but then
yes,
more recently found out specifically July.
Exactly. 29th. Yes, yes. But anyway, so now this is why I love Twitter, because the Beehive is saying that this and Twitter is convinced that this is kind of Beyonce is referencing the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
The only recording artist who could be leaning into the apocalypse right now, and I'd be like, okay, this is fine.
Correct. Here's the thing. I bought the shirt. So I'm like, which apocalypse will mine be? Because I'm ready for any of it. And I'm Jewish. Like, and I don't even, like, it's fine. but here's why, okay? Because apparently, in July 2020, Beyonce sat atop a white horse in the Black is King movie. Then in August 2022, she posed with a black horse. First of all, this is wrong. It says August 2022. We are not in August 2022.
Not even August yet.
Oh my God. Anyway, I'm back. In June 2022, she posted with a black horse, or August 2021, it might be. I can't remember when she did that for Harper's Bazaar. Anyway, she posed with a black horse for Harper's Bazaar. And then last week, she graced the cover of British Vogue with a red horse. And then finally, the Renaissance cover, which came out last week, was the holographic horse.
Yes.
Listen, y'all. Yeah, and it was August 2021, not 2022. Okay. Anyway, so here, that is why people are like convinced that she's just referencing the Four Horsemen, which is Christ, war, famine, and death. So, like, does that mean? Yeah, go ahead.
I think one of them is, I think it's not crazy, I think it's pestilence.
Which makes way more sense. But I have never heard. But, you know, I'm not Christian. So I'm
No, and that's the thing, too, is it's like I was raised Christian, and I'm trying to, I think it's.
Yeah, death, war, famine, and conquest is like what Wikipedia says.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and the fifth horseman. Anyway. Y'all, I'm sorry, okay?
Listen, we're not here to be a religious podcast. We're here to talk about Beyonce.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, there's four horsemen.
Yeah, four horsemen.
Horse people of the apocalypse. And anyway, so it looks like this one might be death.
Yes.
And I'm ready for it.
I am so ready, and it just goes to show, like, these photo shoots go back to 2020, right? So, like, just further showing how hard Beyonce works, how she puts all of the thought in. Like, she doesn't do anything by accident.
No, 100%. And like, and if you go on Twitter, they've even put up the pictures of the four horsemen and then the four covers from Beyonce, or the four photo shoots, sorry. Yeah. One is like whatever. And it's giving, it makes sense.
Yeah, it adds. I mean, it doesn't seem like the type of thing that you would just like end up on all these different colored horses.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Where could they come from otherwise? Like, I'm 100%. I want to make it clear, like, with these silly conspiracy theories, like, I'm all bought in.
As the like super super low level ones,
yeah. And then like, I'm kind like, of fun stuff.
Well, because a lot of the time, like with artists, like it's like how Taylor Swift will like put something on international Scrabble, like playing Scrabble, and then everyone's like, "Oh my god, the album's coming out on internet." Like some of these artists are really like putting in the thought to, and then like the fans get unhinged because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we all know I'm unhinged with Beyonce.
Listen, you and me both.
Yeah. And and I will say, you know, to the haters, to the naysayers, she definitely has been posing with horses for a long time. I know. Okay. Don't come for me, please. But I love this theory and I'm so into it.
No, it's so fun. I hope it's true. I can't wait to see more. I can't wait for the album. I can't wait to see what your pose looks like.
That's what I'm saying. My pose is number two. So I'm wondering if this is pose number one that she just put out. That's our album art. That's our podcast mm-hmm. art. And then will it be like a pose different number two?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Either way, she looks stunning, y'all. Like, oh my God. Like,
it's not fair and it's not right for a human being to look this good and flawless.
Like, she, listen, woke up flawless, right? Like, we know you woke up like this. And,
and I don't, you know, it's fine.
And I'm just like flabbergasted with how beautiful she is, because I can't. And if you don't like Beyonce, like, sorry for you. Okay.
I mean, listen, if you don't like Beyonce, hopefully by now you know better than to say that on her internet.
Thank you. Okay. we said that J-Lo created Google Images, maybe, but like Beyonce created the internet. So just know that. There's difference.
The beehive is out there and they are ready to come for you.
Period. But yeah, so I love this. I think it's a fun little theory that we wanted to bring to all of you. Let us know what you think. Like, so, do you believe that, or is Beyonce horse girl?
And by horse girl, we do mean a fan of BoJack Horseman.
Period. That she definitely is, because we all are.
Hilarious.
That, I love it. Okay. But either way, like, to me, here's my like horrible connect the dots. Okay. Allegedly the fourth horseman is death. And then Renaissance is death, or symbolizing, you know, death to what question mark. And then Break My Soul comes out. And I'm like, it's debt to capitalism and debt to like this horrible way of life we've been living.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Like, when you go into the idea of death plus the album being called Renaissance, like, the Renaissance is, like, a rebirth of, like, a new era. So, like, is this a new era of Beyonce?
I'm praying. Beyonce in any way is perfection. Yes. So, here I am. Can't wait to buy tickets to the concert.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm there. Okay.
Sasha Wealth.
Listen. I'll cry for it. I actually even went in college. I literally like saved money and went.
Oh, no, I love that. I was like, not related to Beyonce, but like my favorite band of all time still is Panic at the Disco, because ooh, I'm a scene kid at heart, an emo child. And they just announced their tour and they're not doing any West Coast Canada dates. And I was like, should I go to Seattle for a weekend? Like,
see?
I could take the ferry, but then I think I've come to the conclusion that I'm not going to America again until they figure out their civil rights.
You're like, I can't give America more
yeah,
money.
I think like our dollar is weak, and also I just don't think I could bring myself to go.
I love it. I do. I really love it.
That's where I'm at.
Oof, I can't. But yeah, it's fine. So speaking of concerts, okay, and scams, I feel like we have to talk about this. We're a week behind on it because again, last week was
Oops, it was Anonymous, and you loved it, so don't even get upset.
Yeah. So please don't come for me because I know this is late, and also we need to get a guest. Maybe I won't say their name, but it's like my dream guest. I'll be texting them today to like try to get them on. But so I wish that they could have been on because I think it would have been really fun.
I would like to also say they are my dream guest too.
Yeah, right.
I don't want them to think that only you want them.
No, we both want them, but you know, I didn't want to speak for both of us.
Okay,
it's just I'm obsessed with them.
You can always speak for me.
Yeah, that's, you know, we listen. Okay, so anyway, y'all, there's this versus drama finally that we need to talk about. Let's roll it back.
Yes,
what is versus?
Here's the thing. Truly, I had never heard about it until I saw everyone tweeting about this one.
That's wild.
Like, I just, like, I'm not on that part of Twitter, I guess.
Right.
Problem. Like, and I should get there.
Yes. Okay. So let's roll it back and start. What is Versus? Okay. So Versus started with Timbaland and Swiss Beats, which are just amazing producers. And Timbaland, I mean, has this music. But anyway, that's what I know of them as. I think they're the best.
Well, and like anyone who was conscious in like 2007 knows like that was like the a big year.
Yeah, they were everywhere. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so during the pandemic, they came up with this idea. First, they battled each other. And it's basically just two artists that battle each other and like play hits for hits. Like that's it. And it used to be this super fun thing where it was like people were just going live from their home studio. And it would just be like ratchet internet, but we were, you know, vibing with the songs because it's our like favorite artist singing. So we're into it. And now it's become a production. And like, I don't know that I'm the biggest fan of it, but I appreciate, I will say like all the artists that are coming on it. Yes. So I can't be too mad is the point, but like the production's a lot, where it's just like, I just want to see them like no drama in their, you know, house. Yeah. Like Lil Jon and Ludacris were so fun. Oh no, Lil Jon and T-Pain. Oh my God. Were so much fun because they were just like at home. But T-Pain like is a Twitch streamer. So he had like this wild setup. And so did Lil Jon. Lil Jon. I know it. Sorry.
Just Lil Jon.
Lil Jon.
Please call him Lil Jonathan.
Lil Jon. But anyway, so I was just like so obsessed with them. Yes. Because like to me, that's been like one of my most fun verses because I was just like, what is going on? Like, it's just literally me at the club right now. Yes. Yeah. And then they've had like the dream. And it's also a way to get kind of these like older artists that, you know, were like hits when we were in high school, mm-hmm. to like almost kind of come back or even before high school to like get back onto people's radars to be like, oh yeah, I like didn't know this song. Like Neo and Jonte had like one of the best lives too, because I just think it was so much fun. And I was like, oh my God, this guy wrote Sweet Lady. I got my first kiss to that song. I didn't know. Aww. So it was just like so many things that come up. So that's why
I also love how you're I'm not the biggest fan of this, but I've watched all of them, every single one.
Listen, I've watched a lot of them. I'll say that. And some I'm just like, I'm okay. But also like Scott Storch and Manny Fresh, that's wild because they literally own every song, I feel.
That's how the industry works, baby.
Yeah, like I was just like between these two, oh my God, I can't even imagine. But Scott Storch was obviously the winner because he just has more. Anyway, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. So fast forward, that's what Versus is, y'all. Go check it out. You can probably find it on YouTube, allegedly, because it's maybe not legal. Anyway, whatever, I don't care. It's freaking Instagram. All right. So now it comes to this versus drama, because this has been happening and they have been like, you know, jabs and people have been super into it here and there. But like Omarion versus Mario was like, to me, I was like, oh, everyone that I had a crush on in high school and middle school, like, is here. Because they had Omarion and Mario as a headliner, but then they had Ray J and Bobby Valentino as like on one team, and then Pleasure P from Pretty Ricky and Sammy V. Oh my God. Sorry, Sammy. I'm giving you no. It's just Sammy. I don't know where.
Sorry, Sammy.
Listen, Sammy had the best vocals. So like not me disrespecting. Okay, anyway. And Sammy were, so Ray J and Pleasure, and Bobby V were supposed to be on one side and then the other two on the other. Okay, great. I'm like, yes, Love and Hip Hop reunion, because they're almost everyone has been on Love and Hip Hop at one point in the other. So I've been following up with them. And then I even said, oh, Omarion is winning hands down, because mm-hmm. Omarion just has more hits than Mario. But before we even get to that, I have to talk about Ray J, Kirsten, because... Have you heard the song One Wish by Ray J? That if I had one wish, you'd be my boo.
Yes.
I'm not going to sing it.
Yes.
So he started singing it. And it was so bad that the three clowned him and started singing over him and sounded much better than him.
Oh, no. Oh no.
Yes. So the biggest thing to come out of this was like people's vocals got exposed.
And I mean, that's the thing too, is it's like, you know, the expectation of vocals to actually be good live has really changed over time.
Yes, exactly.
Not clowning it. Oh my God.
Yes. But it was like literally a meme worthy like performance by Ray J. I personally felt like Sammy Bobby V and Pleasure P had like good vocals, but also Pleasure P, I was like, there's no Pleasure P without Pretty Ricky, but that's just how I feel. You know, well, maybe you heard Boyfriend Number Two and I get it, but like, no. So anyway,
So
he literally was like on a redemption tour. Okay. Where, cause he went to talk about it.
No.
Yes. And he was like, you know, yes, he went on the talk.
On Julie Chen's The Talk.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, I'm not on The Talk anymore, but like.
Yeah. But, and then he goes, you know, I had my baby in my arms. So this I heard live, because he said, my wife Princess, who like they have very tumultuous relationship. So he said, my wife Princess doesn't hire nannies or doesn't want to get help, so we have to take care of our kids. So
God forbid you have to take care of your own child.
Yes.
Wow, so what a hardship.
So he was holding his son, and his son never once turned his face to a camera. And I was like, the son is the smartest person on the stage now.
Was he even holding his son? Could it have been a fake baby? And then he could just say, oh, sorry, correct, I did bad because I was holding my son.
Listen, because that son said, please don't be, I don't want to be associated with this man. So he said, you know, I had my baby in my arms and I was just having too much fun and tequila, and my sister had a whole plant, you know, his sister bring brandy, Jack Harlow had a whole plan for me. I was supposed to only drink tea and stay in one place for the whole performance, and he like keeps deleting his like public rebuke like on social media. Anyway,
like, why are these adults acting like whole clowns?
Oh my God. Yeah. And then like, it's so funny. Because Brandy even dragged him, and she's like, since we deleted comments, I'll comment again. Bro, Pops told me you didn't drink none of the tea I made for you.
Wait, she had to make him the tea too? He couldn't even make his own tea?
Hey, listen. And she also told me that you were talking all day. And I specifically said, no talking, only drink water. I made for you at 4 in the freaking morning. She said, caught.
I'm dead.
Oh my God.
No. Not your own sister coming for you. I mean, but that's what sisters do best. Like,
I know.
As someone with a sister, I don't. I mean, if my sister listened to me on a podcast, which she never will, but if she did and she heard me being a whole clown, which she would, because I mean, listen, you're listening to Mass Magnets, she would be collecting me on social media too.
Exactly. So it's so funny, and like,
oh my God, I need to go back and watch.
Anyway, so now so he's just saying like, I missed a few notes because I was holding my son. But y'all, I watched it live.
Wait, what does your arms have to do with hitting a note? That's not how it works.
And why is he deleting his sister's comment?
Well, because he's embarrassed that he didn't drink the tea she made for him, and he didn't follow the rules. No talking. Water only.
Exactly.
He has to talk. He has to raise his own children. What a hard job.
And if you watch Ray J on Love and Hip Hop, like, this is so on brand. And then he went on live, which I watched a little bit of, but then I had to stop because it's just like, it was boring. But anyway, so he says, you know, the other Versus performers, right? Sammy, Bobby V, Pleasure P, and Ray J. He said, we're going to start a group called RSVP. If
no, not RSVP.
Yeah. And I just want to say I'm sad because, like, I wanted to go on the Millennium Tour. And I think Mari went. So I need Mari to tell me, like, was it good? Because it's all these, like, 90s, 2000s, like, singers that I loved. Okay. So anyway, that was the pre-show. I want to make that clear, okay? And I want to know, want it be known that this lasted for 4.5 hours, and I watched all 4.5 hours.
And you were tweeting recklessly throughout as It was like Chappelle O'Clock.
Oh my God, but it was me.
Right? I loved it.
I know. Listen,
it's rare that we get to see you be messy on Twitter and you're not, like, having to collect some problematic person.
Exactly. No, and, like, I loved it. It was so funny. But, yeah, it's like Bow Wow and Omarion were headlining this Millennium Tour. And then Ashanti, Soulja Boy, Ying Yang Twins, like, all of the, like, Pretty Ricky were on it. Oh, so I'm sad that I didn't get to go. But maybe one day they'll come back. Come to Oakland, please. I'll be your number one fan. And maybe laugh at you a little, but it's okay.
Maybe one of them will get a little sweat on your hand. And
you my God, everyone.
You can replace other memories.
Listen, everyone. Okay, I was 16 and Chris Brown's sweat fell on me. It was a great day.
Yeah, then. but it was before everything.
Okay, so anyway, now it's time for the main attraction. Omarion versus Mario. We're like, we know Mario has his 3 songs. It's all good, blah, blah, blah. Omarion's going to win. And then Omarion started sinking.
Oh, no.
It was cringe. Okay. Omarion just didn't sound like he was supposed to.
Oh, no.
And, like, one tweet literally said he got hits, but the notes are a miss.
Oof.
Anyway, so here's the wildest part. Then at one point he started eating a watermelon with his brother on stage. Yeah.
And for what?
After that, he said, ladies, if you have good pH balance, raise your hand. And people are now calling him O-Melon.
That is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my entire life. That is absolutely repulsive.
And Mario, wouldn't stop with the hits. Because at first, Mario, came and he was trying to be respectful. And Omarion wasn't having it. And Omarion loves to be called, unbothered. That's his thing. And then, anyway, so Mario just, mopped the floor with him. Like, in vocals. Where Omarion's, most famous song, Oh, another singer had to sing. Like, Tank had to come and sing. And then Mario said, hold on, let me just sing it for you. And then Jeremiah came out. And then he started singing Birthday Sex, horribly off key. And Jeremiah, I'm not saying it right, I know, but listen, please. And
it's very early in the morning, okay? Come on.
But anyway, and I can't believe this is all from my brain too. That's why it's a little messy. But anyway, Jeremiah came out, started singing Birthday Sex, and I'm excited because this used to be my ringtone. I'm like, yes, let's hear it. 100% it was. And it's so offbeat. And Mario said, please don't bring none of these off-key people on stage again. I will not allow this.
Oh my God.
And then
it's too much.
I'm telling you that Omarion was like, oh, this is why we canceled you because you have no more hits off of the Millennium Tour. And Mario goes, I didn't want to be on that raggedy shit anyway.
Oh my God.
So y'all, it's just like jabs for jabs for jabs. And then the worst part is Omarion was so desperate, he brought out a B2K song, which he doesn't even like his band anymore. And that's how we know, he was part of this band called B2K with Lil Fizz, J Boog, Razz B, and him.
Oh my God.
And he literally was like, when he came out with Bump, 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 we were all like, it's done. Like
some curtains.
Yeah, like it's curtains because like that song, like, no, like we know you are just like, it's done for you, rap. And then he tried to end the verses. He said, no, the time is done, Omario. Sorry, he said, Mario, you have no more hits anyway. Stop. Let it be done. And then,
because he's begging for mercy, because yes, he wanted
the mercy rule.
Oh my god!
But you know, like I said, Mario was in his like talk shit, get hit era. Okay, so Mario said, "What'd you say?" And he's like, "Yeah, you're done. You're done." And then he comes up with "Let Me Love You," which is his number one song that he still hadn't used.
Oh my god!
So it was just murder. On the verses, and then after that, Omarion put out like a bunch of stuff talking about y'all are hating on me, you're haters, and I don't like it. And then he called his B2K thing. He said, y'all are hilarious. I'm enjoying my creativity. If you're lucky enough to be in this business, blah, blah, blah. But he said, but to my three background dancers.
Oh, no.
Yes, because they were kind of mocking him for being like bodied by Mario. So Omarion like wrote this whole thing, but it doesn't matter. It's like too long. But the spark notes is like, to my three background dances, I'm not surprised because this is how y'all always been. Even while in the group praying for my downfall, we'll keep praying because I'm overbooked and busy, which should have actually been the name of this podcast.
Overbooked and busy is my autobiography.
Exactly. Meanwhile, y'all gotta get a job rather than hating on I heard UPS is hiring.
Oh my god.
So then Jay Boog wrote this really lengthy letter, which I'm not reading, but thank you to at CHELLIZZZ who summed it all for us on Twitter. But basically they put out a statement saying Omarion was a bully. He was thirsty for fame. He was a super bully, like in school, where he made fun of the people with not cool clothes while he was only, I think, getting like 2.3 GPA. Like 50
not
years
the GPA.
Junior. Yes, because they've known each other forever.
Oh my god.
And then it's like, he was thirsty for fame. The record label wasn't feeling B2K, even though they had Omarion in the group. And then Omarion wasn't present at most times during the recording sessions.
Oh my god.
Yes.
No, not the. Mm-hmm. Oh, and all the receipts come out.
Yep. And then Jay Boog, you know, did in fact sing the hook on their first number one song, Bump, Bump, Bump. So it wasn't Omarion.
No, they were Omarion's background dancers. I heard it for him, from him personally.
And Omarion was hurt and broke the band up over a girl.
No, not over a girl. Mm-hmm.
And then it's giving, who was it? The Beatles?
Yeah, right? Yeah. But also like, people give Yoko Ono a lot of hate, and I don't think she did nothing wrong.
It's like, stop. Don't blame women. And then Omarion was in debt in the year 2018, and that's why he begged the B2K members to do a reunion tour.
I mean, but like, here's the thing. You cannot be in this specific portion of the industry, especially if you can't handle all of this. Like, you will get exposed.
That's what I'm saying. And he literally said, you're a fifth year senior playing ball with a GPA of 2.3, barely passing. If I was a backup dancer, you were a dancer with a record deal. Chris Brown took your career and Bow Wow took your tour.
Oh my God.
No. Yep. So, and it's just like, so anyway, and then this is the last thing that I care to share. Like, there's way more stuff. That is so messy. But the end is that, was it Jay Boog that posted it or someone else? Sorry, Raz B then posted on his Instagram saying, you've been out the group, bruh. It's amazing how you think everybody F's with you. Chris Brown didn't even come out on your LA set. The industry talks. And then it's a whole B2K trademark requesting that he is taken out of the group.
Oh,
and B2K and you three gentlemen are remaining the founding members of B2K.
Oh, shit. Well, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Exactly. So they just like ended him. Like Omar, and then he's coming out with a book called Unbothered. And then Mario said, but you were bothered today.
I mean, okay, but when will Crime Scene cover this murder?
That's what I'm saying. Because come on, Mari.
But you were bothered today.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like Omar, like Mario was like, I'm from Baltimore. I love it because he's like, where are you from? And they would, oh, it was so good. Like just their insults were amazing.
No, where are you from? Oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, and Mario even brought out a fake B2K, like as his backup dancer.
Oh no.
Yeah, he's coming out with a book called Unbothered, The Power of Choosing Joy.
It doesn't seem like he's choosing joy.
Listen, and if you watched him on Love and Hip Hop, you know he was super bothered by April, which his ex-wife started dating his ex-bandmate.
And so, okay, wait. So this book, is, I'm assuming it's just like autobiographical?
Yeah, allegedly. Or like a self-help type.
Yeah, listen, this is why I'm so cautious about self-help books.
Yes, correct. But yes, yeah, so that's the like versus drama. I know, I'm sure I left out a bunch of stuff, but I was just trying to like get the greatest hits out of all of this.
Listen, you're just trying to bring it to my level of understanding, and I appreciate you for it.
Yes. But anyway, it was really funny. If anyone liked any of those songs, like it's worth watching, but also worth watching like the highlights of them getting massacred, because I was just trying to listen to Ray J sing One Wish, and then I was like, oh no.
No.
Like, I don't want it. Like,
oh, maybe I never wanted this.
Exactly. So it just, it's a mess. That's the versus mess. A few people like tweeted us saying like we should cover it. So I hope I did a good job. And here you are.
Yeah, there it is. Incredible.
Yes.
Should we take a little break?
Yes, let's take a little break.
Okay, we will be right back. And we're back.
Ugh. Wow. I know you needed that break after that mess.
I need a glass of cold water.
And seeing Mario like talk shit, not gonna lie, I was like, okay, I see you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I was into it.
Okay, Sasha. Listen, we all know Sasha likes, and it's people being mean.
Messy. I loved it. But yeah.
I feel like now we should move into a little bit of like quick, rapid fire mess situation. Mm-hmm. So first of all, this came out on TMZ over the weekend that a stalker showed up at Taylor Swift's New York home. So scary. Like, literally, I can't imagine. Like, I, like, had a stalker at one point, but it was nothing like this. And, like...
You did? Oh, my God.
Yeah, in high school. Oh, my God. Ooh. Yeah, it was like a thing, but it's fine. It's resolved now.
God.
And so like the idea of like thinking about them like showing up at your house, I'm just like, whoo, I cannot imagine. And it's like also a crime that doesn't super get taken seriously. Like a lot of the time they'll be like, oh, well, like until they attack you, like we can't do anything. And then, you know, people end up dying because nothing was done. But so they went up to her house. They used the intercom. Mm-hmm. And she answered, being like maybe she ordered food or something. I don't know. Was expecting someone. She answered, like, hello. And they're like, if you aren't going to be with me, like, I'm going to kill you or hurt you, basically.
Yeah.
So thoughts and prayers to Taylor Swift. And hopefully this man.
It's so unfortunate. And, like, again, not that I don't even feel like I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan, but what is going on with these female musicians that are like Britney, all of this, you know, that I'm just like, what's going on? Why is this happening?
Well, and it's not even new either, because I know, like, a lot of female celebrities also, like, forever, like stalking has been a problem too. And I feel like it's only a little bit more recently that it gets taken more seriously. It still doesn't get taken seriously enough, especially when it's like a non-famous person with a stalker, mm-hmm. but it's weird.
Yeah. So it's just unfortunate. And his name is Joshua Christian, which I feel like we should say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And yeah, the police apparently tracked him down at his own house. And he's had several run-ins with Taylor and her security. So I'm like, what is security? Oh, what's going on? And it's just, it's really unfortunate. And I'm glad she's safe and this person's gone.
Yeah. And he was arrested as well. Have you seen any of the pictures of what this man looks like?
No. That's so scary.
He's scary.
Oh, God.
And then there was also like, Yeah. So there's also like a New York Post article that came out today about like what his neighbor in Brooklyn talking about how he's a creepy guy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Look at his eyes. Look. Are so scary. Oh my scary. God.
Hey, wait. So this woman is 35, has a 2-year-old daughter. And he would, and here's a quote in the article. He would see my daughter and say, oh, she is so beautiful.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh my God.
Yeah, and so he's repeatedly showed up to Taylor Swift's home in New York and has also traveled to Tennessee to her, like, Nashville home.
Wow.
And he just, like, knows where she is. And also, like, she doesn't spend that much time in New York anymore. So, he knew she was there, exactly. I guess. Which is, like, extra creepy. Because, like, she doesn't post that much anymore.
No, like there's no way you would know.
And it's like maybe part of that is because of
this guy.
I mean, right?
So even Kylie Jenner has a stalker. It's just, it's so unfortunate. All these weirdos, like, get a life.
Yeah. And of course, he's being a self-represented person. And he said in court, God. This is a quote from this man. Like, this is how divorced from reality he is. He said, this is the worst miscarriage of justice since the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. In court, he said that.
What the actual hell? You know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
And his bail was set at $1?
Why?
But then he was held as a fugitive from justice because of a reckless driving case in Florida.
Well, there you go. Of course, okay. It's because of a Florida man story and not because.
And not because of his, like, numerous incidents. Oh, he's.
Exactly.
He frightens me. You can just see in his eyes that he's.
Yeah, I had to close it because I got creepy.
Yeah, that's. I feel unsettled. I don't like it.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, that's a quick Taylor Swift scoop. It's really scary and unfortunate, but we feel like we needed to share that.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing where, like, we don't really have a lot to share, but I think if we're not talking about stories like that, we're, like, part of the problem.
Exactly. And, like, we're here to shame this loser. Because if any of you, first of all, this is where it comes from, right? Where constantly we teach usually little boys that, like, oh, if they say no, you know, even when they're little, you should keep trying harder.
And yeah, then and we teach little girls, like, oh, yes. If he hurts you, it's because he likes you.
Yeah. So it's like, it's almost that we're socialized to think this way. And then it comes out to be stalkers and all of these horrible situations. So, and of course, cops or law enforcement will never take this stuff serious, ever, ever.
Like, like stalking is a crime and criminal harassment is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the time, women will go to the police and say, like, this is what's happening to me. And they're basically told, well, if he hasn't, like, hurt you, then we can't do anything about it.
Which is wild.
It's like, yeah, but, like, they a lot of the time they've threatened harm even, and they're like, no, it's fine, he hasn't actually hurt you, so I guess when he kills you we'll care.
Yeah, then we'll try to get him in jail. Stupid.
Ugh. Okay, and then back with the rapid fire again.
Yes,
we talked on, I think it was our first episode, about the Kardashians and their Disney drama.
They're VVIP,
but it turns out they were not getting the full VVIP treatment. Because,
yes.
Jeff Bezos just had to go get the like VVV important.
First of all, imagine getting two VIP Disney tour guides. I think one VIP tour costs like $10,000.
Yeah, but Jeff Bezos makes more than that per second.
Okay, that's true. You're right.
The amount of money he has is like beyond understanding for people that don't also have that much money. God. My favorite Jeff Bezos story of all time was when he got divorced and his wife just instantly became the richest woman in the world.
As she should.
As she should. And she deserved more.
Yeah, the amount of work they had to do. Because turns out this guy has been like literally going on every single ride by himself.
Like Space Mountain by himself.
Like, that's crazy. And I don't understand because some of the stuff is super, like Space Mountain has huge lines. And then I think, I love how they're like, the billionaire isn't the first celebrity to take over, talking about the Kardashians.
Yeah, they talk about the Kardashians. They talk about, like, obviously, like, there's a whole list of, like, other celebrities. Chris Evans, Tim Allen, yeah. Ariana Grande, Tom Hanks, Kelly Clarkson, Elizabeth Taylor, Christina Aguilera, Elton John, and others all go and do the treatment. Yeah. But not as much as the Kardashians and Bezos.
Exactly. So it's wild to like have all of these rides for yourself. And this is two rides because there's a picture of him riding the Incredicoaster. And that's in California Adventure. That's not even in Disneyland. Disneyland's in like Magic Kingdom. It's like a different park. So this man was park hopping.
Not park hopping. The way I've like never even been to any Disney park and I'm like, maybe I never will. And he can go park hopping.
Yeah. Apparently Kylie Jenner's bodyguard also had like had people stop. Like they made people in April stop filming her.
And like that, I'm like, I get it. I get not wanting to be filmed, but also like,
but you made your money off of
you're a famous filmed. Person in a public place and literally made your whole business
exactly
off of it,
so. And I can't imagine, like, when I rode the Incredicoaster, like the lines were long. God,
it's not cool. It's so messed up. These people.
I can't. What a, oh my God. But yeah, he was there with his girlfriend. But I mean, at least he has an age appropriate girlfriend.
I literally was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh wow, 52 and 58.
Yeah.
All good. Also, like, why are you ruining other people's day, making them wait in line longer when you can literally just go to space for fun?
But that's what I'm saying. I don't understand how.
Listen, I'm a bad person, but when he was doing his little thing, I was like, maybe it'll explode in the atmosphere and like the world Please. Will be a better place.
They would never, you know.
Never happens. Oh, it looks to billionaires. Like
they were, yeah. On some rides, it looked like there were people around, but I don't know if that's their bodyguard.
It's probably their own party.
Yeah, that's true.
Allegedly, because we Allegedly. Made that up. We don't know.
But my God, okay, like the fact that this weirdo is just like sitting here. Oh yeah, the Grizzly River Run. Oh my God. He looks like there's with people, but anyway, the fact that just like you can just be like, nah, I want to do this by myself.
Yeah, this is a journey for me alone.
Period. Screw all of you.
Weird. It's very weird. Especially because you think about like all the people who can't even live alone because they don't make any money. Probably working for Amazon, and he can take the Disney rides alone. Weird.
Here I am.
Not funny, haha. Funny, weird.
Period. So yeah, that's another creep corner quick fire.
Quick fire. What did we want to hit next?
Yeah, I feel like we should. I'll talk about the Bollywood update, because if y'all remember, speaking of we're coming full circle, of our first ever Mess Magnet episode, we talked about the Bollywood couple with the huge age difference.
Yes.
Well, turns out she's already pregnant. And
their baby is going to be absolutely beautiful.
Oh, period. Okay. But what I'm not understanding is that she's pregnant and it's only been 2 months because they got married April and they announced in end of June. So how?
I mean, did they say that they were saving themselves for marriage? Like,
I mean, it's interesting. Let's just say that. Listen, India, like a horrible purity is still real. Like fake purity, rather, I should say.
Of course, of course. Well, you know,
but here's what's crazy, Kirsten, because the pregnancy was revealed on Reddit 2 months ago.
Oh.
Yeah. And the moderators of the thread banned it because they thought it was fake.
But it was real.
Yeah.
Well, how far along is she?
That's what I'm saying. The math is not mathing.
I mean, like, I mean,
2 months ago, they could have just found out, but and not wanting to tell people. But I'm assuming, because allegedly the source was the makeup artist.
Okay.
So it makes sense why your makeup artist would know that you're pregnant.
I mean,
yeah, you wouldn't be like putting on weight that quickly anyway. And she didn't look like it, at least in the picture she posted.
Most people that I've seen that are like, they don't really show for quite a while. Like, it's really funny because I know a lot of my like acquaintances have had babies lately and they'll post like a picture from when they were like 2 months pregnant. They're like, I can't believe I thought I had a bump. And then it's just like a woman thinner than I am as a non-pregnant person being like, look at my baby bump. I'm like, I hate you.
Right? Oh my God. But yeah, so they're having a baby. So can you believe in the span of our podcast,
wow,
there's been a marriage and a baby of the same people.
Honestly, I can only pray that we're still going when their baby is born.
Imagine.
Everyone download our podcast and tell Daddy Network to renew us.
Period. Okay. Because we want to be here for the Ranalia baby. I'm here for it.
That's all. We're hanging on by a thread.
That part. Oh my God. But yeah, so it's wild. The timing is interesting, and that's all I'll leave it at.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we want to talk about Ricky Martin?
Yeah, let's talk about this Ricky Martin situation, which like I haven't heard Ricky Martin's name in a long time.
Oh, really?
Like, I
listened to a few of his songs.
Well, yeah, like he's got good music, obviously. But like, I feel like I haven't seen him in the news. In a long time.
Yes.
There's a restraining order against him.
Yeah, in Puerto Rico. A judge on Saturday, actually, like this week, had issued an order against him. And the order was filed under Puerto Rico's domestic violence law. And the police spokesperson said that they obviously can't provide further details on who requested it. But it doesn't seem like the person he's married to, Juan Yosef, has not been charged with it. Like, so I don't think it was from his.
Well, yeah. So it's, partner. But if it's under domestic violence law, it would probably have to be. But Ricky Martin has not been charged with anything yet. There's just like, well, in Canada, it would be called like an emergency protective order.
Yeah, yeah.
But also like charges could be coming still, or like maybe if it's like Juan, like maybe he doesn't want
by a former partner. Charges. That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So it looks like, so the law enforcement spokesperson said that they visited the singer's upscale neighborhood. However, the police have not been able to find him. This particular thing was on, yesterday, but today, I think Ricky Martin posted a thing on Instagram. So it looks like they've gotten in touch. But anyway, so yeah, it remains unconfirmed who's behind it, but they're saying that allegedly the petitioner has you know, according to the petitioner, Martin has denied their breakup for 2 months now and has been seen wandering near their home for at least three times. So like allegedly stalking this person who Ricky Martin dated for 7 months.
And Ricky Martin posted like, wow, it's based on completely false allegations and I will respond through the judicial process with the facts and dignity that characterize me. But because it's an ongoing legal matter, I cannot make detailed statements at this time.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like mess. So that's what we don't want to.
Yeah. We don't know any details yet.
Nothing. But it's just very interesting because all it says is like, prevents Ricky Martin. I love that they call him Martin. I was like, who's Martin? Right, Ricky Martin.
Yeah, Martin? Who's Martin?
Yeah. From contacting the petitioner, blah, blah, blah. He also added that the person who filed for the restraining order did not contact the police, which normally would involve prosecutors determining if there was enough evidence to file the charges. Instead, the request was filed through the court. So that was another interesting piece.
Well, yeah, but it's also like a judge doesn't just give a restraining order for no reason either.
Exactly. So let's see. We don't know what that means.
We don't know what's going on and we are awaiting further updates and we will provide you all with further updates.
Yes.
Another just like quick creepo thing is.
Oh, wait, there's one more thing for Ricky Martin. Sorry.
Oh, wait. Yes, of course.
Sorry. The Ricky Martin's also in another legal suit. Put in place by his former manager who worked with him. Oh my God. From 2014 to 2018 and again from 2020 to 2022. And she alleges that Martin owes her more than $3 million.
Oh my God.
In unpaid commission. But she also says that she fiercely protected Martin against a potentially career-ending allegation in September 2020. So we'll keep an eye out on what... But basically, it's for breach of contract is what it comes down to. Yeah.
I mean, listen...
This stuff happens all the time, I feel.
I feel like there's just, like, a lot of legal stuff going on. As part of the pop culture landscape right now. Like... they're still trying to find Ezra Miller. They can't find them. They cannot find them.
Exactly.
Marilyn Manson is now suing Evan Rachel Wood for defamation. Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's really wild. But apparently it's a 15-page complaint. And this came out June 29th only. Apparently, like, she helped save him from a decision, so she's owed money because of that.
Oh, my God. Save him from a decision? What's the decision?
That's what I'm saying. Tell me more.
I feel like at that point, like, Ricky Martin would have to just pay up to avoid, like, that.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Right? Like...
Yeah.
What's going on?
Because she basically guided him through contract, touring, sponsorship deal, blah, 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 blah. And with Rebecca by his side, Martin made millions of dollars and therefore owes her substantial commissions.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's how the industry works, baby.
Yes. So prayers up for Ricky Martin. For everyone. Like, when I mean Ricky Martin, I mean the situation.
Yeah. Prayers up for everyone to get what they deserve.
Okay, that part.
Should we do an anonymous?
Yes, I think it's time. I like it.
Love it. So we got it, and like the person specifically says it's old and mostly resolved, and they come off badly, even like in their own perspective and retelling. And I'm like, okay, the self-awareness.
That's why I instantly. Like, I loved it. I was like, you know, we won't be that mad.
Yeah. So, okay. She used to work at a store in a museum in a city they just moved to.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the workers were also recent transplants who had just graduated college or were in college. And so all the coworkers became close friends.
Yeah.
one former coworker used to sometimes drive all the other coworkers home from work, and our anonymous was always the last stop, so she became close with the driver. The driver would drop hints that she was romantically interested, but our anonymous would always try to deflect, mostly because she was in a relationship at the time, and also because at this point she already had an ex at the museum.
Oh my God.
Our anonymous also states that they were undiagnosed and had untreated bipolar. So they were impulsive, and romantic attention was also new to her. She's not trying to excuse her behavior. She's just trying to explain it.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So she didn't want to make things awkward by being clear and disinterested, because they did have to work together. But she is also sure that she could have ended this before it started. Eventually, the driver started to complain about her boyfriend and how she wanted to break up with him.
The messenger, right?
No, the driver. So the driver would complain about how she wanted to break up with her boyfriend.
Yes.
And our messenger said that he sounded like a loser, so she encouraged it because she was a terrible people pleaser. She also immaturely complained about her then girlfriend at work.
Oof.
The messenger's then girlfriend also reasonably suspected her of cheating.
Reasonably?
So, okay. I feel like there's some missing context there.
What
did you cheat? Tell us the truth. tell us the truth.
Tell us on the side.
So eventually the driver became more and more boundary pushing until one day she tried to kiss our messenger after dropping her off one day. She said that she told her very clearly that she wasn't interested, but the driver still persisted, even sending an explicit pic to our messenger, which our messenger's then girlfriend saw.
Makes sense.
The then girlfriend angrily called her and threatened her. Everyone at the store found out, and she left a few weeks later. Our messenger's then girlfriend didn't want her hanging out with that group anymore, so she basically lost all her friends from the store, which were basically her only friends after she had lost her friends from the lab she used to work at for similar reasons.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't think that our messenger comes off that badly here. I think that they're being
Blame yourself. Yeah.
Like, I mean, if this is someone who, like, I understand, like, this person drives you home from work and you work with them, and so you, like, don't want it to be awkward.
And they know where you live?
Yeah.
That's super scary.
I also feel like if you're, like, I'm not interested, and then they're, like, let me send you a nude, that's weird.
That's weird.
That's don't weirdo behavior.
That. And also, isn't... She wanted to break up with the boyfriend, but did the driver break up with the boyfriend?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So now you're cheating on your boyfriend and trying to get our messenger to cheat on their girlfriend. What's wrong with you, driver?
Yeah, the driver, I think, is the true villain in the situation.
Yes. Am I the drama? That's wild. I just can't believe she tried to kiss our messenger.
And then
don't do things without people's consent. What are you doing?
Yeah. I always find it very strange when people be like, oh, don't ask someone if you can kiss them. Like, that's so cringe. I'm like, I think it's okay to ask someone if you can kiss them.
100% please ask. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And then it's unfortunate because I understand the then girlfriend angrily calling and threatening the driver.
Yeah, but also, like, don't threaten people.
Don't threaten people at my job, maybe.
Yeah. what?
But it's wild because she left the store and then loses all her friends. But what kind of friends are these, messenger? Is my question to you. If they are willing to kind of side of
A
person that was like violating your boundaries.
I understand if your girlfriend is like, I don't want you to hang out with this person who tried to kiss you and sent you a nude and like wants to be with you.
Yeah.
But also I don't understand why you would want to still be around them anyway. So it's like, I feel like you don't even need your girlfriend to set that boundary. But like, if everyone else is not getting in the way of your relationship. I don't know why you have to lose those friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's a little weird if, I guess you say then girlfriend, so I'm assuming your ex is now. But I feel like it is a red flag to be like, well, you can't be friends with any of those people anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Hmm. I would like to know more. I would like to know more.
Listen, and that's the tea. Oh my God. Messengers, you are amazing. Can I just say?
We love our messengers. Oh my God. We still have mess to use, but we of course want.
Yes.
So please submit your mess to tinyurl.com/messmagnets.
We need it. Okay.
Give us the tea.
Oh,
tell us everything.
God. I love it. And yeah, I just want to say, I can't believe that for this one time, we're like, no, this is not as bad as you think it is. Because usually we're like, maybe you are the drama.
And like, the thing is, there is a possibility that she is the drama. But we don't have the context that, like, to believe.
We've forgotten,
that.
Exactly, that we are not getting all of it. But like, as is the case is presented,
yes.
It seems like you're just like a victim of everyone kind of around you taking a little bit advantage of you. Maybe you should speak up for yourself. I will say that part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta like set some boundaries, which
but
is
I also understand why it's hard to do.
Yes,
that, especially
exactly.
When it's like at the time you were undiagnosed and untreated. So I'm hoping mm-hmm. that you have found good treatment, that you've got a great therapist, and that
exactly.
you're figuring stuff out for yourself.
Yes. Agreed. Co-sign all of that.
Yay.
Ugh, and that is our episode for today, y'all.
That's it. Another episode of Mess Magnets in the bag. Great work, Sasha.
I love us.
I do too. Listen, this is such a joy every week. And I hope that everyone else also understands how much joy we find from it.
Once a month, like a video one, maybe.
Ooh.
So everyone knows that we're not just like laughing and being awkwardly mute on the podcast.
I like the idea of it being once a month. So
yeah,
like, because if anyone were to see me right now, I look like a thumb.
Look at me.
I woke up and logged on to StreamYard on a day off of work.
Exactly. Oh my God. Very much same. Okay, I'm wearing my high school like key club shirt. Like, here I am.
Oh my God. But wait, that's hilarious because I have like a high school shirt that's the same color.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, maybe not exactly same, but close.
What does this even say? Kiki the Key Club Kangaroo.
I don't even know what Key Club is.
I honestly don't remember. So I couldn't tell you. It was like a volunteer club.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, where you like volunteered. Okay. But I would, because I think for Honor Society, I needed like hours. So that's why.
Honor Society. Look at this, the fancy shit. My school didn't even have AP courses.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh my God. I didn't take the AP classes because I was like, that's stupid. Why would I test out of easy classes in college?
I mean, a fair thought.
Yes. Listen.
I could see both sides.
Work harder, not smarter. I'm just kidding.
No, you got it backwards. It's work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Okay, listen.
You said work harder, not smarter. Absolutely not.
Work smarter, not harder is what I meant everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, on Beyonce's internet, to say work harder,
what is
not
wrong
smarter,
with me?
How dare you?
Release your mind. Oh, my
okay.
God. Go back to your break, everyone.
Yes,
I hope you're enjoying this wild podcast. Again, we are at 162 ratings as the recording of this podcast on July 4th. So make sure we need to get a 250, y'all.
250. We want merch. We want merch.
Don't you want merch?
I mean, and if you don't want merch, maybe look at your life, look at your choices, and realize that in fact you do want merch.
Exactly. I'm ready for it. I feel like it'll be so much fun.
I think it'll be so cute too. Yeah. And so we do have we have received some new reviews, which we love.
Yeah.
My favorite is that this one person says, I may not know who they are always talking about, but it makes me feel more current. And that's the goal. That is why we're here.
100%. And sorry we haven't been reading all your reviews. Kirsten and I read them, period.
We do. We see every single one.
Clear. Yes. I love it. And all of your Florida man stories have been my favorite part of it.
We love it.
Oh my God. It's just, my favorite one is still the person that was too scary.
I can't tell you what my Florida man was. Too scary.
Oh my God. That was my favorite.
That's hilarious. Like,
I just, so funny. I'm sorry that we made you look at it. But yeah, like,
I'm not.
Listen, 100 more reviews, less than 100 more reviews.
Yeah, we need 88 more reviews, I think, if I'm doing the math correctly.
That was beautiful.
Listen, I was good at math in high school, so maybe it still lives in my brain. But yes, we still need some of those reviews. We have, like, we are pretty consistently in the top 50 entertainment news podcasts in the States, which I think is crazy.
So thank you.
So thank you, everyone. But we're
just grateful.
Yeah, we see all the reviews and everything from other countries. We love you very much. We deeply appreciate it. If you want more Mess Magnets content, submit your anonymous tinyurl.com/messmagnets. Follow us on Twitter at Mess Magnets. And Sasha, where else can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at funsize_04, where I'm just, you know, talking lots of mess. And I'll actually be on the Daddy Network where with Rob and Akiva, who allegedly both need a podcast. That's what their podcast is called. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be going to Bollywood. So we're going to be watching a Bollywood movie, kind of like with an asterisk. It's not actually a Bollywood movie, but it hasn't been announced yet. So maybe this is the, if you stay this long, maybe you get a sneak peek, because we're going to be watching RRR, which is like taking Netflix by storm. And it's like, it's a Telugu movie, so it's not Bollywood, which is from Mumbai, but it's okay. Again, I'll allow it. And some Bollywood stars are in it. So anyway, it's been like super high grossing. Like everyone is talking about it. And yeah, I'll be taking two white guys to Bollywood. It's great. And I think I will be also on Miss Marvel over on Post Show Recaps, yes, where they do scripted reality TV. No, scripted shows. Well, reality TV is scripted. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
The Daddy Network does reality TV. Post Show Recaps does the scripted TV, where Kirsten and I do Bridgerton as well. So I'll be on, I think, for an episode of Miss Marvel, if not this week, at least the week after. So check that out as well. So I'm just like taking everyone to South Asia this week, it seems like.
As you should.
Period. So yeah, that's where you can find me. And what about you, Kirsten?
Yeah, so it has been a big week for me. I was on the Daddy Network two times in the past week. You could hear me on the aforementioned Rob and Akiva Nita podcast. We did the hot takeoff, where I compiled everybody's hot takes and we determined who had the hottest takes. It was super fun. I think even if you don't really listen to the Daddy Network or even Renap, I think that people could find enjoyment in that one. And I was over on Nothing But Netflix with Rob himself and Chappelle talking about The Man from Toronto on Netflix. And I thought that was fun. I don't know if they thought it was fun, but I thought it was fun. So
I think it's a fun movie. I watched it.
It was funny. So yeah, everyone should check that out as well. And as always, follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What on every platform. And I'm tweeting about what I'm doing there. I don't need to rattle off 1,000.
Yeah. Just follow us.
Just follow us at Kirsten Said What, at funsize_04, and at Mess Magnets. And we will be back next week with more mess. And we'll see you then.
Bye.